Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father, we honor you this morning. Thank you for your presence already with us. Thank you so much, dear Lord, for your precious word. We pray, dear Lord, that your word will come unto your people with great assurance. May your truths and may your Holy Spirit fill our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We want to continue looking at the subject of having an organized life. There are six foundational teachings of Jesus Christ that are recorded in Hebrews chapter 6. Now, behind these six teachings of Jesus are six principles. And they make a total of 12, which is the number of the kingdom. Now, apart from these foundational teachings and their underlining principles, there are 12 kingdom structures or framework that you must build in order to receive kingdom glory and beautification. So get the picture, you have a foundation and then you have got some structures that you must build. So we are only sharing one of the 12 kingdom structures that we call the structure of an organized life.
Nasa fapim no ene abamba na wose wudisisi suni yesu emu ba kope ene se wabra obona wo bon wo besise ni ye.
An organized life, which is after the kingdom order, it stems from God's kingdom purpose of dominion that he has got for you on this earth. Out of the kingdom purpose of dominion or kingdom, you derive a kingdom vision. So, last week, we spoke about some seven characteristics of kingdom vision. Now, out of the kingdom vision that God has for your life, you must develop a mission. And you must have a strategy. And then you must have a plan. All these things, kingdom vision, a mission, a strategy, and a plan, they are all in the long term.
Now,
after a plan, you must have objectives which are in the medium term. And then, last of all, you must have goals and targets which are short term.
And I was a winner targeting.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is how Jesus' life was structured. Jesus was a vision-driven person. He was not an amorphous, free-floating human being, Jew, around. So we want to continue to examine the structure of Jesus' life. It's a study of the structure of Jesus' life. Because when he tells us to seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added, he is referring to seeking the kingdom framework or the structure. And then all other things that go in between to beautify your life, like what you will wear for beauty, for like what you will eat for beauty, and what you will drink for beauty and glory shall be added unto you. When you have the framework, then you can handle glory, because glory is heavy. Yeah. Kingdom glory is weighty. If you do not have the structures to handle it, when it is put upon you, it will crumble in your life, and you cannot sustain that which God has got for you. So he says that seek that one first, because when you get it, all other things shall be added.
Yes, na sam se hwehwe osoro ne na hine ne ne tren ne ne kan na de sanka ye nyina ebebro sa ahine na wose hwehwe no ene sa fapem ene bamba ya wode ma we san se se wode na enmu nyam ne ba na wo fapem ne wa bamba na emu nya dura ode no nyam no gu su a ubebubu e tre se wo si dan na wa ma ye bi ya ka bibi sa wali wali emu anya du na akoto raincoat adia bi begu so ebebubu agu so ani to anya me se wodi nya ubedi nya ubenu ni nya ubefra ebe ma ama waye obi a wuwo enmonyam na nsa na no ose hwehwe ahinie ne kan ani se hwehwe fa pem no ani na bamba na ma odisane oma we nyina abrawo a wetumi asom.
All right. So we want to today look at mission.
Ene ye pese ye hu asem keto a watra to ho a wode ba obra.
Ladies and gentlemen, in organizing your life, you need to derive your mission from your vision.
Na se ube ma ube tumi enya brabo a enya brabo e wansi sheye no. Wene swadi hune wose wunya asembi tro efa hun.
Whereas vision answers the question what I want in my end.
Na wukeni swadi hune bisa asembe chese e de na me wye ye me pese eye.
Mission answers the question why.
Na eye nya wotro ne ketua bi no eye aseme ejina wudi be bisa ho se adenti na.
You must not just have a vision or a destination that you see, but you must have why that destination.
Na menya eniswade ho a ebe kire wo awie ye. Na mama wo se wo hu sentira.
And a mission answers the question of why.
Na se ubenya ntroke tu bi dia to ho a ubenya wo sa nisuade ho kase num eno ne na be kire sentra e wo se wunya sa awiye no.
A mission tells us the result of a fulfilled vision.
Na eye mission no eye ade a e kire se ade we ye sima nisu aye me da che no nya metumi aye e dia kodru ho no.
It is very critical, ladies and gentlemen, in our lives to know why. Because if you do not have a compelling reason for your vision, the practical issues of life will stop you.
So one show ye no nya niswadi hu wa hu awie ye no. Na mo wo hu sentra ye de se awie ye na kire wa. Abrabo mo be bo wa man sha.
Because the earth is very unfriendly to the kingdom system of God. It has been like that from the very beginning. And that is why God created man, so that man will come and have dominion or kingdom and subdue
and bring about his kingdom on this earth as it is in heaven.
So
you need very strong reasons why you must do what you must do.
Otherwise,
you will live an amorphous, free-floating, whatever comes your way, you take it kind of life.
One year, Obi Bessa Obeli did her buzzard life. Obe Nya Braboa, Nyebe from Annabel Boa Kobiara, and one Abeco.
And you become fatalistic. It's a big word, but I'll break it down.
Fatalistic. Nitra Sieba.
Because of frustrations and disappointments, you can say that whatever thing will come must come. I hear E.T. Power said, what can come?
Fatalistic, no trace. One she here. So when we sent her, who found your firm na near Banaba, and obey to me at Nabra Bomaka said, Nebebe Biamra, a beguengu, a bea yenye, yodia wussin semu, bebia, everything goes.
So apart from having a vision, a destination, a picture of what God has got for you.
Now, so we benya fonia exe we wiye ye no.
You must have a mission, you must have a why, you must have a compelling reason, because in the kingdom system of Jesus, he does not want us to be treated like servants. Actually, he doesn't treat us as servants where he says that do this and he ended by saying I am the Lord. He wants you to know why you must do it so that your life has meaning and understanding.
Now, Sahinia Abra by Elbonimono, and Yadia when Yakupa Fire send and Qua, or Becca Trust say, Your way is as a minio yammy. Name of a person who sent away a sad and say, Yankita would ye know in your mintamina sister, since Obama who sent her, what is that a year for Nino or Yatro?
There are many people who have become suicidal in life.
Now, Nipa Bebra, but by name, we are similar, would ye?
They haven't taken any rope to go and hang themselves or drank poison. But the frustrations and the disappointments of the economy and of the system and of the world has made them live such a loose life, a life where they are imbibing poison into their minds. They are not drinking it physically into their stomachs, but they are imbibing into their minds and they are taking in whatever thing that comes their way. It is because they do not have a compelling reason why they must hang in and they must follow on with the kingdom vision God has given them.
Ebinum Fedro no me dear and our mum kwasha wam huan konfunemum and no come in near kwa brabwe near to kwa sinia musam near kwanti. I dream fibia no betisa bianya pape bianum di gua majunim. It's ya jina nam na jin and ya fitabio. I change you call ya black. Yes, I said, you go mono and ya de papa. So when we sent ya one yammy a ye sound for near ye a dia trawa. Now who from no one tia se? Ubenan I dream bonny ne beso trimma.
Ask the person sitting by you, are you taking in anything that comes out?
So for Sibisa, who knew to win Chenwe, Yabisan, sir? Just what then your baby are now do good, Trimuya now, Sibisan.
No matter how poisonous.
And Fahu, poison a drubon in a sudden, I'm not
it. As if you do that, you are committing suicide.
So wouldn't you say, did it see one of us a dao found much as open so cool?
But that will not be your portion in Jesus'
and
name.
And so am Massa, where yes, you deem.
Hallelujah. Hey.
Yes.
Hebrews chapter 12.
Hebrew ti do me no.
Let's read down from verse 2.
My king can feel me no ever no.
Okay, let's back down to verse 1.
Yes, I'm
considering. Therefore, we also. Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses.
Say you are dancing, dear, for be brave, try your wish.
And then there is a vision or a finish line, a destination in front of us. And we see the vision or the destination, the finish line. Let us lay aside every weight
And
the sin which so easily ensnares us. And let us run with endurance
the
race that is set before us. Now, verse 2 is where I want us to zero in on. Looking unto Jesus,
the
author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, underlined joy set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endures such hostilities from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
The Bible is telling us the way that Jesus Christ fulfilled His vision of kingdomization of the earth. The Bible says that he had a joy set ahead of him. That joy was the motivation for him to fulfill his vision of bringing the kingdom of God to the
earth.
That joy was his inspiration. It was his motivation. It was the why for his vision. The Bible says that if we similarly look unto Jesus and structure our lives unto this man or Jesus who came to model the kingdom for us, then we are not going to be discouraged. No matter what happens, you will hang on with the kingdom vision and you will deliver and prosecute it on this earth.
Na Bible says yesu ye din ye ni beto Christo no said you no otumi gina ye ma na hinie sentire wo ye ayande a enye na abrabom ne be kan ye no e ma ye ansan ye chi na mom yesu ye be hwe nia wo ye ni mo no na yakọ akọ ko sise ahinie ni sentire wo nyame dia ma ye no yakọ ewi.
People do not hold on, they do not endure with their vision because they lack a sense of mission, a sense of why should I achieve this thing.
Na enipa entumi ntina engina wa pinisiem esan se onemu sentra se niswade hunu onyame de ama no.
So the Bible says that the joy was set before him.
Na Bible ni se Christo de na se ni genu e wonani so.
And in spite of the fact that it was a shameful thing for him to bear our sins and all that, the Bible says because of the joy that was set before him, it motivated him and inspired him to just go over the disappointment and all the things, because Jesus Christ was discouraged totally, from the devil to the Jews to the rulers to his family to the disciples. I mean, very close people, they forsook him. Had it not been for the joy that was set before him, because some of the apostles even doubted him, but he endured. The Bible says that if we have a mission, if we have a compelling reason to achieve something, we will despise all of the frustrations and the disappointments and all that, and we will go on and fulfill it.
Na Kristo, esan sentra na na sentra no wo kom atete esan so ni mani gye da na ni so nti. Emfa wo nya nipa ye no, obron sam tata no, farasi fo tata no. Ono na suanfo po anyina ni nemom, esan so onim se ni gye sam papa bi wo na ni so nti. Wan hwe wo mu nyina okuko nanim. Ani ti se yenso ye behwe ni si ye ni so, ni ehu sentra wo nya me de sa aniswade hu na ma ye dia. Emfa wo nya nipa be ye, emfa wo nya ti bia ye be fam yenim sentidinti ye be pem akọ yenim.
Somebody says a pastor by his joy and motivation. His joy, just the joy said before him, was that enough to inspire him? Yes, it was.
Obi bebe sasa so fonti wo die yesu yi ohun anije won ani su nti anije won anim sa dachi obenya nti hwe amfa ne hu bioma na no kre.
In the kingdom system of Jesus, the best thing God can ever give you is His joy.
Now, when Yamia, hallelujah. But when Yamia, here, no, no, I dear, yeah, Chadia Cassia, when Yamibe to me, dear Mount, eh, yeah, Nanny J.
His joy.
Nanny J.
The Bible says that God is going to reward us with joy.
The Bible says, when Yamibe to your cow, when Nijim.
Hey! Says, well done, Matthew 25, verse 21 and 23. Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over least. I will make you ruler over much. Enter thou into the joy of your Lord.
Now, okay, come, palm for from our say, more aquapane no quafro, where the cacre monocre, and not to obey the hine, no mumbra waja, any genuine.
Rulership joy.
Sir, who benya and Nija Ewa and Kunimia Ubediwa Dian
is the best reward God gives to people in His eternal kingdom system.
Where a chadia soon qua when you could pound them one no more, one more year near was soon the one year.
So, for the joy that was set before him,
now Christo, the only man in Jan, no one in any minute.
The Bible says that he endured the cross.
Bible, let's say, I send you an upo or cremora.
I like verse 4. He says that you have not resisted to bloodshed, striving against
sin.
Jesus Christ, in striving against sin in the Garden of Gethsemane, he sweated blood.
Na Christo, sa walk with your bonnet and walking can walk as some many tronuma. If you find anything, who banana moja.
Because in the Garden of Gethsemane, he says something, according to Matthew, that my soul is exceedingly sorrowful unto death.
Now, okay, come, Matthew, now, what Gethsemane, who Yesu ka se, mira huwa di kosi owo, mira huye.
He was just full of sadness, deep sadness, as you and I have not experienced. Such sadness that caused him to experience a rare medical condition they call a diapedesis, where under great stress and disappointment and frustration and great anguish, you begin to sweat blood, not sweat.
Was this how their friend diapyistic?
Or hematodresis.
Mercy. Point nine wabono. Or say, yes, who ye hear more and more dear, Rahonia Titi more dear. And if you are not feeling more banal, then you are feeling so. Then you are feeling more. The brother for Casaneca Cracano.
The Bible is telling us, have you experienced diapedesis?
What's the Bible need besides our diapedesis? When you be an
you have a kingdom vision, and there may be some disappointments and frustrations come your way. Have you experienced what Jesus experienced, striving against sin and bringing about God's vision upon your life? He says that if Jesus Christ, because of the joy, he endured all of the diapedesis and hematodresis. He says that you can do it. No disappointment if you have a mission, a reason why. You understand why I must achieve this. Yes. Jesus knew why. He bought into the mind of God. Yes. Why he had to go through what he had to go through. So he said that nevertheless, in spite of hematodresis, let your will be done. I don't know what you call disappointment. The Bible is saying that Jesus suffered a level of disappointment that is wild. But he had a motivation, a joy
the joy of the Father set before him. And that made him endure and bring about in a bad economy, in a religious system where everybody points and say that he is confusing us. He is confusing the church. He is a traitor and all that. He stood. When everybody deserted him, he said, I'm so sad. I don't want to die. I don't want to go this way. The vision must end. But for the joy set ahead of him,
hallelujah,
he defied all disappointments of the economy,
hallelujah,
of the religious system.
Hallelujah.
And God is proud of him today.
Hallelujah. Na anyabia yaya yesu fami anidi kakrake wa fembida. And then now basu wa wabra boma watin fifra maya moja. And then now titi fa wa wajin ma fifra ufi ya moja. Na se yesu wa yedine chino. Emre anu ane ma dia dana nisuo. Na wa prekwa ya se enijia wane nisu ti wabe femno femno. Ni awodi ya ufemu na yesu abisa wa se. E dia nisu adi wane ya ahini ene nisu adi wanya media mao. Ka wa se se anu wa hot dia na wani msentra. Wo famu se dia me ni jeni eda wani su no empe mu ko nya sa da paisis ye bikan wa se yesu to me fa da paisis mu ko nya brofo kese foforo dia ene na won so hallelujah nya fe fa fa hu de won nya do da paistic we we do die and do paistic no betumi akọ.
So tell the person sitting by you, stop misbehaving. Stop
misbehaving.
Stop all this. I'm disappointed. I'm frustrated. You in the church. I won't come early. I won't come again. I won't put myself in.
Stop it.
But you give up. I said you will give up. If you do not have a why.
Se wo nim sentina wo fa saade no mu a na wo begem.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Knowing why it makes you a king and puts you in control.
Se wo nim sentina e ma wo yo hene e ma wo di nia wo fam no so so.
People who know why always become leaders over people who know what and how.
Na se wo nim sentina e ma wo tumi yo kandifo wo behu sentri potenti ana de sasa wo ye.
Because somebody may know how to do something, how to fix things, very very good, very gifted, very technical, but if he's not rich in why, he needs somebody to inspire him.
Se wo nim sentra wo betumi aye bibi na wo nim sedia ye bibi na wo nim sentra saade no wo ya ene na wo tumi yo kandifo.
People who know why are self-motivated people.
Now one more, omo ni musentre no, omo ntwa mo bi mese omo kra, omo nkasa se omo hu kra.
And they inspire change.
Now omo so eboa mansesanye.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's some few things about strategy.
Moma yankan bibi fa ehsehye ho.
Because whilst vision answers what and mission answers why, strategy answers how.
Vision no, ema wo hu ehweye no ba bi a wo ko. Eya mission no eche u central wo ye na so for sister strategy near then
it shows you how to do it
and an she say no so be che wo ekwan a wo be fa so edu ho.
These are four letter, three letter words, but they are fundamental to life on earth. Who, why, how, those things, if you could answer them, you have organized your life.
Se wo pesa wo sisha wa bra boni ya bisa hwan aden ebeye dan maye dan yedu ho sansam wetumi bisa ho a wo be sisha wa bra boyi.
So you must not just have why, the reason why you must fulfill your what.
And wo se koba ni se wo benya sentra wo ye ni awo ye ne keke.
But you must have a strategy in life.
E wo se wo nya sisha bi wo wa bra.
Ladies and gentlemen, life is not just wake up in the morning and go through the day, come back and maybe sleep, wake up, go through the day, get busy all through, come back and go to sleep. No, that one is brute. Everybody does it. Wakes up in the morning, gets to work, gets busy, come back and sleep. The people who are going to be able to hit the mark and fulfill what God has got for them are not just necessarily busy people, but people who are strategic.
Na abraboni die ni ati bi ade bi abasora na opetutu si adware akwaduma san beda asa sori tutu si akwaduma san ba beda na wonnum a wo mu bo branka san ne die enye saa die ye obi aye bi wona sori ni tutu si mu kwaduma ba no oyetra bibi sa.
You must have a long-term strategy because there is no shortcut for you to bring about God's kingdom vision. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must have a strategy. You must make up your mind how you are going to bring this vision about. Because if you do not make up your mind, the troubles of life will force you to make a decision that you will ordinarily not make.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.